Yeah, I just dropped off this young doctor. She was traveling the world. She's a doctor, but she's young and she's probably not married. I don't think. Yeah, she's not married. She's just traveling different places. And I don't think she's practicing yet. I think she's just traveling. But she has this idea of utopia. She has this socialism utopia perspective. Nice, really nice girl. We talked a long time. It was a long drive. And I told her I understood, you know, it would be nice if everybody came together. If somebody was sick, they'd help somebody who was sick, you know. And I told her, because she was talking about America and how it's kind of different mindset. I said, yeah, well, the problem is a lot of people, they've worked hard all their life to get ahead and get something that they can relax or take a semi-break or maintain their little system or whatever it is. And they worked hard and they look at somebody else being lazy and on drugs and drinking and drugging, and they're not, those people didn't sacrifice like they did. So it's like, that's part of the mindset, the box mindset. But even though everybody's connected in a way, because the reason those people are on that kind of, I didn't go into religion with her while I was driving because I didn't want to have a bad feedback. You know how people are, but talking about religion or whatever, they get offended. But I did say, in the USA, especially the South, the mindset is if we sacrifice, we don't want, and we're sacrificing to get to where we need to get. Somebody else is living in pure sin and they don't have to sacrifice. Why should we just give them equal, you know? They're not suffering or paying for their own sin. How are they going to learn? You know, I didn't go into all that detail, what I just said, but I did say the word sin. I said, but anyway, I talked to her, and she's in the utopia mindset. This place is not, it's a rude awakening. It's a rude awakening. I don't know how old she is, but she probably hadn't been out of college for too long. I don't know how. She probably had to go to school for like quite a few years if she's a doctor. The 4 years, and then another probably 2 to 4 years. But all that to say, this utopia mindset that you get when you're growing up about this clay dirt place, you know, people get married and have this mindset, oh, everything's gonna be wonderful and great. People take a job and travel and get a job, oh, this is a great job. There's a lot of stuff that might look good on the outside, but when you actually get there and where the rubber meets the road, it gets serious. And I know what I'm talking about. I probably used to think like her when I was younger. Before I got saved, I probably thought like her. But when you wake up to what this place is, and it's just not as fun as it looks. That's why it's best to read your Bible and heed what it says, because it breaks it down for you.